DeepEnglish.com.
The Nanjing Yangtze River Bridge is a suicide hotspot. What kind of hotspot is the Nanjing Yangtze River Bridge? The Nanjing Yangtze River Bridge is a suicide hotspot. Since it was first built in 1968, over 2,000 people have jumped to their deaths from the bridge. When was the bridge built? The bridge was built in 1968. How many people have jumped to their deaths from the bridge? Over 2,000 people have jumped to their deaths from the bridge. In 2000, Chun Si was in a bus traveling across the imposing structure when he saw a woman crying on the footpath. What did Chun Si see when he was traveling across the imposing structure in a bus? Chun Si saw a woman crying on the footpath when he was traveling across the imposing structure in a bus. Fearing the worst, he left the bus and ran over to her. Fearing the worst, what did he do? Fearing the worst, he left the bus and ran over to her. The woman told Mr. Chun she was at her wit's end. What did the woman tell Mr. Chun? The woman told Mr. Chun she was at her wit's end. She had not eaten for days and had no money. Had she eaten? No, she hadn't eaten for days. Did she have money? No, she had no money. She felt the only answer was to jump. What did she feel was the only answer? She felt the only answer was to jump. Mr. Chun convinced her otherwise and talked her down. Who convinced her otherwise? Mr. Chun convinced her otherwise. What did he do? He talked her down. Saving a life changed Mr. Chun's life too. What changed Mr. Chun's life? Saving a life changed Mr. Chun's life. He explained that it made him realize that the kindness of a stranger could make a difference. What did it make him realize? It made him realize that the kindness of a stranger could make a difference. Several years passed, and Mr. Chun read more articles about people jumping off the bridge. What did Mr. Chun read more articles about? Mr. Chun read more articles about people jumping off the bridge. Some days, 3 or 4 people would end their lives in this way. Some days, how many people would end their lives in this way? Some days, 3 or 4 people would end their lives in this way. They appeared to be mostly migrant workers. What did they appear to be? They appeared to be mostly migrant workers. As the son of a migrant worker, Mr. Chun sympathized with them. Was Mr. Chun the son of a baker? No, Mr. Chun wasn't the son of a baker. Mr. Chun was the son of a migrant worker. Did he sympathize with them? Yes, he sympathized with them. He knew what it was like to be an outsider. What did he know it was like to be? He knew what it was like to be an outsider. Mr. Chun began patrolling the bridge on foot every weekend. Did Mr. Chun begin patrolling the bridge on foot every weekend? Yes, Mr. Chun began patrolling the bridge on foot every weekend. He began approaching people who were about to jump. Who did he begin to approach? He began to approach people who were about to jump. He persuaded them that life was worth living. Did he persuade them that life was boring? No, he didn't persuade them that life was boring. He persuaded them that life was worth living. He has since saved over 300 people, nearly one every 2 weeks. The oldest was a man in his 80s. How many people has he saved? He has saved over 300 people, nearly one every 2 weeks. Was the oldest man in his 70s or 80s? The oldest man was in his 80s. The youngest was a small baby girl about to be taken over the side of the bridge in her mother's arms. What was the youngest? The youngest was a small baby girl about to be taken over the side of the bridge in her mother's arms. Mr. Chun sometimes wrestles people from the bridge. Does Mr. Chun sometimes push people from the bridge? No, Mr. Chun never pushes people from the bridge. Mr. Chun sometimes wrestles people from the bridge. Mostly, he offers them a friendly voice and a helping hand. What does he mostly offer them? Mostly, he offers them a friendly voice and a helping hand. He has no training in counseling, but he has a big heart. Does he have training in counseling? No, he doesn't have training in counseling. Does he have a big heart or a small heart? He has a big heart. He tells the people about to jump, "I can't help you. I can only give you a road." What does he tell the people about to jump? He tells the people about to jump, "I can't help you. I can only give you a road." He will then take them to a church or buy them a meal. Then what will he do? Then he will take them to a church or buy them a meal. He lets them know they are not alone. What does he let them know? He lets them know they are not alone. In many cases, he forms lasting friendships with the people he has saved. What does he form with the people he has saved? He forms lasting friendships with the people he has saved. Shu Xiqing racked up heavy debt, paying for his daughter's leukemia treatment. How did Shu Xiqing rack up heavy debt? Shu Xiqing racked up heavy debt, paying for his daughter's leukemia treatment. To make matters worse, angry loan sharks beat him up. To make matters worse, did angry doctors beat him up? No, to make matters worse, angry doctors didn't beat him up. To make matters worse, angry loan sharks beat him up. He was saved from jumping by Mr. Chun. Who saved him from jumping? Mr. Chun saved him from jumping. He remains eternally grateful to the man he now calls a friend. Does he remain eternally grateful to the man he now calls a friend? Yes, he remains eternally grateful to the man he now calls a friend. Mr. Shi often accompanies Mr. Chun on his regular patrols of the bridge, as do a few American volunteers. Who often accompanies Mr. Chun on his regular patrols of the bridge? Mr. Shi often accompanies Mr. Chun on his regular patrols of the bridge. Do a few Canadians volunteer? No, a few Canadians don't volunteer. A few Americans volunteer. Mr. Chun has seen more than 50 people jump before he could reach them, but he never gives up. How many people has Mr. Chun seen jump before he could reach them? Mr. Chun has seen more than 50 people jump before he could reach them. Does he ever give up? No, he never gives up. He now rides a motorcycle so he can reach people faster. Why does he now ride a motorcycle? He now rides a motorcycle so he can reach people faster. The bike brand is a Tianma, or Heavenly Horse, which is a fitting choice for the guardian angel of the Yangtze Bridge. What is the bike brand? The bike brand is a Tianma, or Heavenly Horse. Is it a fitting choice for the guardian angel of Yangtze Bridge? Yes, it is a fitting choice for the guardian angel of Yangtze Bridge.